Andrew Strauss, in his arrival press conference, talked about the need to avoid complacency. How important is that?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. You know, for us now, you know, we've worked really hard to get to, I guess, number one in the world, and it doesn't stop there. You know, I think there's more things to achieve. But, you know, for us, you know, I think we've got we're hungry enough. You know, we've had a nice break, and the guys are just looking forward to playing cricket now. And, you know, we enjoy playing as a team. And, you know, like I said, I think this is a big series for us. And, you know, I've watched quite a bit of Pakistan recently, and, you know, they've played some really good cricket. So I think this is a massive challenge for us and something that we're all looking forward to.
You were actually part. You were actually part of the England team in 2005-06 after that fantastic win against Australia, scaling Everest, and then obviously the letdown thereafter. Yeah. How do you avoid a repeat of that this time?
Well, I think we've gone about things, you know, a lot better. You know, we've had that Ashes success, you know, recently, but then we've been able to, you know, beat Sri Lanka, beat India. You know, I think that has come down to not looking too far ahead of ourselves and just break it down. I think in 2005, maybe, you know, we had a great series win and we started to look at other things that were way too far ahead of us. And now we've been able to, you know, break things down. You know, and just go about it, which is a lot. I think a much simpler process to do things. So I think it doesn't change now for us. You know, and you know, whatever happened against India in the summer and winning 4-0, that's gone now in the past. Pakistan have been playing some really good cricket. We're going to really respect that. We know they've got world-class players, and it's another challenge for us. And you know, maybe you know, we've played some really good cricket at home recently, and the importance of us now is to play just as well away from home. So you know, we've got things that we want to really do in this series.
How conscious are you of the fact that you are number one test team? Is it something that's mentioned in team meetings, or a goal, long-term or short-term, to stay there?
I'm sure, look, over the next few days, you know, the importance of this week is huge for us. You know, we know our preparation, you know, when we have good series, it's all down to the preparation. And we'll have meetings over the next few days to discuss that and go through that. But, yeah, it's... obviously we're a bit more aware of it. You get you know, a bit more you know, talked about, I guess, as number one. But you know, for us it doesn't change the fact that the game's exactly the same. We've still got to do the basics right, which we've done really well and have served us well. So it's you know, for me the game doesn't change, but we've just got to improve on areas that we probably weren't so good at and stay hungry. And if we do that, then you know, hopefully we'll have some really good success over the next 12 months as well.
You talked about staying hungry, and something else that Andrew Strauss talked about in his arrival press conference was the desire of the players to ensure that every warm-up game is absolutely 100% on the money from ball one. How important is that, and what's the reason for that approach compared to maybe past regimes?
I think, you know, in the past, you know, we've all been guilty of turning up to practice games and just trying to get a score or just using it as practice. And I think for all of us, we learnt in the Ashes. We went out there and our goal was to win every warm-up game and to play it as a proper full-on game. You know, we'll set declarations, we'll try and get 20 wickets, we'll try and win the game. And that served us really well in Australia. I think it gets everyone in the right frame of mind, it gets everyone in game mode, and you have to do that. When you're playing good sides like Australia or Pakistan, you cannot afford to just slowly get into the series. You have to hit the ground running from ball one, and I think that gets us into a better frame of mind. And you know, we've learned that from Australia, and we want to take that everywhere we go now. And we try and use that in the summer when we're together for the 2 or 3 days before a test match. The preparation has to be as sharp and, if not, tougher than test cricket, and try and make it so hard that when you walk on the field, you're 100% prepared. And I think that is one thing that certainly has helped us in the past.
Now, of course, the question with you is where you're going to bat. Is it going to be number three? Is it going to be number five? Do you have a preference, and any thoughts on what the situation is at this stage?
Look, I'm pretty sure I'll be batting at five. You know, Trotty was injured for 2 games. I slotted in. You know, it's great to have a bit of success there, but I know that was a short-term thing, I think. So it was nice to, you know, I'll be back to five, and I think our batting lineup is pretty settled there. So I'll enjoy the fact that hopefully I can use my skills of playing spin in that middle period in the test match. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that challenge, and I think, you know, Pakistan, like I said, have got some really good spinners there, and we're going to have to play them very well, try and bat for long periods of time. So, you know, I'll look forward to that challenge batting at five.
Pakistan has been really doing well since the past 1 year. I mean, do you think that it could be a little more than what you imagine, the challenge against Pakistan?
Yeah, it's a great challenge for us. I think it's a great time for it to come up as well. And I think, you know, any time you play Pakistan, you know they've got world-class players, you know, and they're really dangerous. And, you know, that's something we're going to have to turn up here and play well. And that's why this preparation this week is so important for us to get that right, so that when we get into the series from ball one, whether we bat or bowl, we're right on the money, because we can't afford to let teams like Pakistan have a good first day, because then, you know, they'll just grow and grow in confidence and start to dominate a test match.